With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
The world is littered with articles telling how it's a bad idea to work with a family member. And my next guest has decided to completely ignore this advice and doesn't just work with her dad. She goes on tour with him as well. It goes without saying that Pat Short is comedy and acting royalty in this country. And joining me now is his fabulous daughter, Faye Short.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
That's all about her current show. I think I could throw these questions out the window because I'm saffing yourself for just I was like, crap, we've got 5 seconds left to go.
When you were just saying that there, I was like, wow, I spend all of my life with my dad. How fun for your 20s. I live with him, travel with him. I don't sleep with him now, thank God. But
there had to be a line somewhere.
There had to be a line.
Thank God that's it. Faye, it is absolutely deadly to have you in today.
Thanks for having me.
Your show, Knuckle Down, is a comedy show that you do with your dad, Pat. But would I be right in saying that comedy or being in a show with your famous father was never exactly your game plan when you're getting the showbiz?
Oh no, I was allergic to work with him. I really was. And I mean that in like, not in a, you know, embarrassing parents, but he had just carved such an amazing career for himself. And I was like, well, I'm walking to the Nepo Baby thing there. Like, do you know what I mean? We all see it coming. And like, I do get an old few of those comments still, but now I don't care. Whereas I did when I was younger, obviously. Yeah. And you are younger and you care more so about what people think about you and how you come across.
Well, it's what your entire life is about, especially when you're a teenager. Like, it's what your peers think. Yeah. It's what, literally, the person who lives your next door neighbour could say, what's she at? And you'd be like, what is she at?
Yeah, she's wearing skinny jeans. I'm wearing skinny jeans, you know?
Exactly.
Whereas now I wear like big skirts and like, you know.
And you look quite fabulous today.
Oh, stop. Let's tell you that much. So do you. I love the skirt. She slayed today.
We're
just eating up the studio.
When you're touring with your dad, is he still calling the shots or are you guys equal partners in this?
No, he's my boss.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? He is, because he's been in the industry for so long and he's brought me along to join him with his... It's now our show, but I suppose it's kind of his... it's his baby that he's been doing, you know, this sketch comedy for so many years. And he's so talented at it. And I've learned from him. I know he says he's learned from me what I do not know, because I don't really, I don't know what he could learn from me. But
Faye, you need to give yourself a little bit
more
credit.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, everybody learns from everybody in some way.
Yeah, I keep him youthful. I
there
keep
you
him young.
Go.
Yeah. I'm like, get the Botox.
What's the 411? It's like one of the Mean Girls moms.
But yeah, no, it's good. It's great. It's funny. I call him Pat when we're on the road, because it's kind of like that. It just, you know, I have my work cap on.
Yeah.
And if he couldn't do that, I don't think it would work out, because it is hard to work with family.
Well, sorry. You know? Like, everybody knows. It's so funny, because if your boss turns around and says, that was really bad and I think that you can improve on it by doing X, Y, Z, you go, great, thank you for the constructive criticism.
Exactly.
Your dad turns around and says that, you're like, I think your face is really bad.
You're like, Tommy Turner's way funnier anyways than you.
Oh, you went for the jugular. You know exactly how to hurt him.
Oh, I know,
like,
exactly.
There's been years of
that
this.
Little dig, you know. I'm well equipped.
You know exactly what you're at. I get that, though. Let's talk about your very first stand-up show. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, so I left drama college and I started working with dad just through doing sketches.
Yeah.
And then he asked me to come along and do the live show with him. And that was all sketch comedy. So if you've been to one of dad's shows before, it's quite similar.
Yeah.
But this year for the new show, it's called Knuckle Down, and we've incorporated stand-up as well. So, oh my God, I was up in a heap my first time doing it. It's so different to sketch comedy.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're doing. I mean, you do to a certain extent.
You do to a certain extent, but you're way more yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not playing a character.
I'm getting all philosophical here, but there's no like cover. You know, you're really being your true self on stage, whereas you're kind of hiding behind the character as such in the sketch comedy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just as it's much fun. It's just, it's different and something I'd never done before.
Comedy obviously is a huge part of your life, but it's not the only string to your bow. Like, you are, you know, you're an actor.
Oh, yeah.
Actor. Yeah. Like, I suppose you bring those both together.
Yeah.
And do you, like, try a bit, like, in the stand-up to shed all of that then completely?
Yeah, I think that's why I prefer sketch comedy more, because I kind of feel like I'm back in drama school acting, and it is comedic, but it's performance based.
Yeah,
I love that side to it. And I'm doing the Panto this year.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, I know. So that'll be a bit of crack.
Oh my God, that'll be so fun.
So I'll be doing that while I'm still on tour with dad. So that'll be hectic.
I mean, you kind of just got to do it all, don't
you? Oh, yeah. I'm young. I'm like, I'll take whatever.
Strike while the iron's hot. Am I right in saying, though, that I know that you've leaned into the comedy side of things now, but you did try to avoid it for years and years?
I was like, I just want to do dramatic roles. I don't want to do comedy. I was just quite allergic, to be honest, to being... you know, associated with dad because I didn't want, I was so adamant in carving my own path, yeah. I think. And then I did get to a stage where I was like, look, if it's for me, it's for me. Just mm-hmm. because my, you know, like your dad could be a butcher, your mom could be a butcher, yeah. and you could go into the butcher world afterwards. Do you know what I mean? Like, look, it's...
I don't think you need to explain it because it is one of those things yeah. that you do have to have a skill for it.
Yeah.
It's not like, great, your dad is one of the funniest people that we, like everybody
yeah,
grew up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, if you're not able to match it and hold your own, he's not going to be giving you that
completely, much of a completely, completely, yeah. completely. So I think with the training, you trust yourself more as well.
Yeah.
And you have proven to yourself that you're actually adequate, you know?
It must be quite great though, because like obviously for your entire life, mm. your dad did this as a job.
Yes.
And this was like, to us, he was Pat Short.
Yeah.
Like the funniest person in the world, one of these great characters. You mm. grew up with that. And then to mm. now be doing it with him and to be doing a show that you're doing together, yeah. Knuckle Down, like it is a seal of approval where you're going, yeah, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, it's, and you know what as well? We have such great memories to look yeah. back on. Do you know what I mean? Like it's, you're spending so much time with your parents that we don't get our whole life with our parents.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's such a, it is quite iconic.
It is.
You know?
For, honestly, and these are words that you're teaching your dad.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, it's slay, dad.
Slay.
Slay, slay, slay.
Slay. Slay.
So yeah,
you should actually get your dad. You know how there's Gen Z writing the script
I
for the
know,
markets.
I know.
Please get your dad to sell the show. Do just doing those. I swear to God, I'm crying laughing seeing her.
I know. And I, to be honest, I don't know half of them myself.
But it's fine. We can go on
yeah,
TikTok.
We'll just look them up.
We'll talk about Knuckle Down in a second. But first, okay. I want to ask you about. We're going to go back into the acting a little bit
cool.
because you are going to be in a new movie called Sunken Place. Please tell me about that.
Oh my God, that was filmed. I think that was filmed years ago.
Stop.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it's only out like recently. Yeah. But like it's a small little role. But yeah.
Doesn't matter, you're still in
yeah,
it.
It's great. Yeah. That was filmed, I think, when I was just out of college.
So how long ago was that?
4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fresh though. Yeah, new. Yeah.
Does that feel like a lifetime ago to you?
It feels like a lifetime ago, especially with COVID as well and everything. And like, I think it's just, so I finished college during COVID, but then I had to go home and like finish the rest of college like at home. So that was a bit hectic, like doing the whole like Zoom, like acting classes over Zoom and everything. Yeah, it was quite a thing.
Those kind of classes as well aren't something you can just kind of move your mouse for.
No, because your family's like making the dinner in the back and you're like doing a Shakespeare piece and you're like, oh, shut up, mom. Do you want lasagna, love? You're like, oh my God, stop.
Oh God. Okay, tell me about the show. Tell me about Knuckle Down. What's it all about?
So, Knuckle Down, we have a bit of stand-up. We have loads of characters separate and then together, like dad and I. They're all crazy, mad, very relatable characters that we've based off people that we meet in everyday life.
Love it.
Yeah, and I'm from Limerick, so I'm very lucky because the best people are from Limerick.
I was also going to say there's a lot of characters in Limerick.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
tons.
Does everybody have to be like any, all of my friends and family are really terrified about telling me things now because I use it for content all the time. So is everybody in your life kind of like shitting it?
Yeah. Or like, would you only do sketches on, like I do sketches on TikTok and they're like, I think this was You Know Who, and I'm like, no, please no, stop now. Don't out anyone.
We love the speculation.
Yeah. But it could be ending friendship, so you need to be careful.
Yeah, but I mean, you got all good views out of it. Yeah. It's all in good fun.
It's all about
you're not
content.
Nasty. I just think.
No, I'm not.
You're
not
malicious. And I think people need to take things
off. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Laura.
You are living back in Limerick, like you just said there.
Oh, yeah.
Can you ever see yourself, you know, leaving Limerick, going maybe London,
yeah.
LA further?
Yeah. I love London. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah, straight up. I didn't even
I'd
think
love.
About it.
I've been living at home now for the last 5 years, but sure, couldn't be paying rent in Dublin. Like,
no, absolutely.
Unless I need to be in Dublin Monday to Friday. So living out of my car.
Lovely.
My car is lovely. It's a little Volkswagen Beetle that is on its last legs.
My granny drives the same one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't it?
So
it's very
cute.
It's quite on its last legs. But I live out of the car and at home, like, you know, little bits here and there. But yeah, it's great. It's good. Like, I'd love to do London for a while.
I know. We'll see.
Sure.
I mean, we don't want to lose you.
I know, yeah.
I could keep you here for as long as I can. I know you're doing Knuckle Down with your dad right now, and obviously you're living at home. And going to London, would that mean, like, I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
you're going to London. So Faye Short's actually heading to
London.
Put
it out there.
Straight up the show. Would you go out in your own solo then?
Yes.
Would you do stand up comedy? Would you go more acting?
I think I'd incorporate the comedy that I'm doing now, like the sketch comedy. And yeah, one day I'm sure I will go out on my own.
Yeah.
That'll be absolutely terrifying. But yeah, it'll happen at some point.
But look, I think you've had a nice, like a nice introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it's great to have everything with your job. But it's like, you know, you will let go of his hand at some point.
Completely, completely. Yeah. And that, like, I look forward to that as well in another way. It'll be great crack. And I've learned so much as well with him.
But as you said, genuinely, like getting to have all these memories with your dad.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
Not many people get this opportunity.
I know. Yeah.
And, like, it is huge.
Yeah. Because, you know, at times he's wrecking your head or whatever, and I'm sure I'm wrecking his head. And then a few days later, you go, oh, he's actually not that bad.
Fine. Dad,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I do get a lot of people asking me, is he actually, do you actually get on? Is it all, you know?
It's my dad.
I know. Yeah.
Sorry, like, I'm hardly going to tell you, like, even if we're tearing the heads of each other, do you think I'm going to be like, no, he's
I know.
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's good crack. It's interesting. But yeah, the show's, we're kind of on the last leg of the show now.
Yes.
So it's running all around Ireland. We're in the Olympia the 20th and 21st of March.
Oh, fantastic.
And all tickets are on www.patshort.com.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. That was my last question for you. I was like, where can people get tickets?
Patshort.com. Or like, go onto any of our social pages and the link will be there.
Lovely.
Know? Yeah.
Faye Shoresh, I mean, you're already a legend.
Oh,
and you're so much
Laura.
Fun. And it was so great to have
Thanks
you with us today.
Me.
Continued success with the tour.
You too.
And can't wait to see it in March.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't feel that coming around.
I know, it'll go quick.
Tell Pat
it?
We're asking for him.
I will, yeah. I'll tell him. 2FM.